Juan Carlos, Spain's former king, has announced his intention to leave the country in order to help his son, the current king, exercise his responsibilities. The decision follows years of scandals and investigation into the king emeritus's dealings, both in and out of power. Earlier this year, the country's current leader, King Philippe, stripped Juan Carlos of his government stipend and renounced his inheritance in order to distance himself from the controversial figure. Ryan Stanton asked Carlos Uxo, senior lecturer in Spanish and Jamaican studies at Monash University, what was the history of Juan Carlos's controversial actions?
So I guess there are two separate problems in his immediate past. One is in 2012 when he went on an elephant hunting trip to Botswana. At the time, Spain was going through a huge economic crisis and that didn't go down that well. Following that event and because of the huge problems that he created for him, he abdicated in 2014. Most recently, the Spain's Supreme Court has launched an investigation into a deal in which a Spanish corporation was contracted to build a high-speed rail between Medina and Mecca. Apparently, that contract was worth billions of dollars, and apparently linked to that, there are $100 million that were transferred to an account in Switzerland, and apparently that was moved later to an account linked to the King of Spain.
As a result of these controversies and investigations, the King Emeritus is stepping back even further and has stated his intention to leave the country entirely. Is this decision one of his own accord, or is it a move that has been planned out for its political implications?
I don't know if the move was started by the King Juan Carlos himself or it was the current king who asked him to leave Spain. I think it comes a bit of as a surprise. It was completely unexpected. At least for politicians, it was not known that that was going to happen.
Do we have any insight as to why this decision is being made at this specific point in time as opposed to earlier or later?
Yeah, it's very important. 2014 is a very important year. That's when Juan Carlos abdicated. According to the constitution, the head of state has immunity. He shall not be held accountable. But what we are trying to, or the justice in Spain is trying to ascertain now, is what has happened with the money after 2014. As the investigation progresses, it becomes clear that after 2014, when he's not immune anymore, he has done most probably a number of illegal things with the money. The King Juan Carlos has said that what he is trying to do is to protect the institution of monarchy by separating the case against him and the monarchy itself.
Right. And so the king, in terms of separating himself from the monarchy, has said that he is going to leave Spain. Where might he end up if he's no longer in Spain?
Well, the problem is that at this stage, we don't know if he has already left Spain, because the letter that he sent to his son, the King of Spain, the current King of Spain, the letter was sent on Monday. Immediately, a number of politicians in parliament has asked for his passport to be retained or to be cancelled. But we don't know where he is. Where could he go? My bet would be probably Switzerland, because of the extradition treaties that Switzerland has or does not have with other countries in Europe. And he already has one of his daughters already lives in Switzerland. So that could be a possible destination.
What are the implications for the future of Spain and the current king with the King Emeritus gone?
Mm-hmm. Maybe the first thing to say is that in a recent poll, 52% of people, of Spaniards, said that their preferred form of government would be a republic a republic rather than a monarchy. And even almost 60% of people wanted a referendum on monarchy. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens in a few years. I don't see that happening very soon. Nonetheless, I think the majority of citizens in Spain probably would want a republic, but it would be by a slight margin. So 52% is not a big difference with those who prefer monarchy. So I don't think this will become a big issue immediately.
Dr. Carlos Uxo, Senior Lecturer in Spanish and Jamaican Studies at Monash University, ending that report by Ryan Stanton.